He's a driver of the fastest Elim winner and richest colt heading into Saturday's $1 million Meadowlands Pace. The driver of Popular Pacer and the morning line favorite drawing post two, it's Big Jim Phil Hudon with us. Welcome to Trot Radio, Phil.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. You must feel really good about your chances now heading into the pace.
Yeah, very happy with my chances. I think it'll be a tough task, but I think he's capable of. And he raced really good in the Olympics. So.
He certainly did. He was the favorite on that particular occasion. But before we reflect on last Saturday's elimination too much further, I'd like you to go back to June 18th, if you would, Phil, the final of the Pepsi NA Cup. Big Jim finished third, first time with earplugs, came home in 26-1 in the final quarter. Tell us how that race went for you and what your thoughts were coming out of it.
Well, I thought he raced very well. Obviously, I wanted to race him from the middle, and it would have been nicer to get ahead of one more, but I had him too quiet going to the quarter. I just didn't want to rub him up because he gets a little grabby, so I had him a little too quiet. So I ended up third over, and Shady Shark just wasn't as good as he was in the limb, and it just cost him probably a couple lengths. So yeah. I was very happy with the race. A little more luck, he would have been maybe second or something, or maybe win. You never know.
And you won't have to contend with up the credit this time.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. When I'm on my game, I think you can go with him, but I'm not. Just all depends on the circumstances, I guess.
Depends on the trip. How many times have we heard that? Okay, now let's go back to last Saturday. You were in the Elim, considered the lighter of the two divisions. You're the betting favorite. You basically said, catch me if you can, boys. And basically they couldn't. It was in 150, fastest Elim win. How did he feel off that three-week rest?
He felt good. I schooled him the week before at Mohawk there, and he schooled really well. So he was sounder, like a lot sounder, and which not pacing-wise. And then in the Elim, everything wasn't gaining, so I was sitting third, so I figured I'd just come slow and hope for the best, and he kept going, so it worked out good.
And he didn't get too grabby on you?
Well, the first quarter he was actually grabby, but then he settled down. I thought like I maybe shut him off going to the quarter, but he rebounded from it, so...
Well, the good ones usually do, and you know, with that prep before the Elim and now going into the Elim, there's a tighter rotation. You got to like how he's going to shape up fitness-wise.
Oh, for sure. Like that, I think last start was the soundest he's been all year at the Meadowlands. Like he was in the post-parade, he was 100%, so I think he'll have his game face on, I'm pretty sure. Just need a little racing luck and whatnot.
Yep. Well, listen, you've got some of the top pacers gunning for you. It's very similar field to the NA Cup. Only two have beat you to the wire this year, Powerful Mist and Roll with Joe. What are your thoughts on the field and the draw?
The field, there's probably a few in there that are going to be scary, like Montrell's horse. He raced huge.
Oh,
he got good fractions, but he's still a nice horse.
That's right. You're talking about Custard the Dragon.
Yeah, Custer the Dragon. Yeah, right. He's a nice horse. He's always. I think he'll be in the hunt, and you got to like roll with Joe. Or he's a nice horse. There's probably four or five that can with the right trips, you know, that can get the job done.
Now you talked to Friday, and we're referring to James Friday Dean, the trainer, about the schedule for Big Jim this week.
Yeah.
What kind of a training schedule is he on?
I don't think he's going to train him a whole lot. I don't think he needs much after the last start, and then I school him 51. So he'll probably just go a light mile on probably a couple days before. That's probably all he needs.
Yeah, I would.
The speed
I
they go nowadays, I don't think they need as much.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and if you look at how things have evolved in a very short period of time, I remember when 27 and change opening quarters were considered maybe not trailblazing, but pretty darn fast, and now they're just pretty much ordinary.
That's just a regular quarter. You see 26 now, you're like, oh, well.
here's a bit of trivia, and my executive producer, Jeff Porchak, has rolled this out for me. No horse with the word big in his name, male or female, has ever won a $1 million race. You plan on making history on Saturday?
I would sure love to make history on Saturday. I think the horse is capable of it.
Well, we'll be watching closely. We'll be wishing you the best.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that.
All right. Phil Hudon, first crack at the Meadowlands Pace, is it not?
Yeah, first time. I'm looking very excited about it. Just to be like being able to race a horse like this and then being able to race in a race like that is unbelievable. Great ride this year.
Go get them.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right.